folks.
You should have been a meteorologist. Well, well, yeah.
I like coaching.
That's the thing. You could. It doesn't matter if you're right. Then yeah, there's folks can tell the difference. Morning, folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM Fairfield, Illinois. My guest is Jeff Baker. And for those of you who are catching this on the website and the recorded version, I'm sorry we had technical difficulties, unable to record the first 15 minutes of the show, and that's when Jeff was just really good and saying all the nice things about all the players and no. All right, you got to tell me, how did you go from 5 to 19 now? How have you? You've had to do it, I guess, but. But what's the procedure involved? And tell me, do you look for pitching first? Do you look for hitting, or do you look for position players, or how's that work?
Well, really, we were just kind of looking at the quality of the player and the quality of the person. I mean, at first, and now we kind of got our positions, what we feel is figured out, and we're kind of just concentrating on pitching at the moment. The process is, like I said, there's some websites out there we use, a lot of colleges use. And
basically a recruiting website.
Yes.
Like a scouting website.
Yes. Folks,
the kids in high school, or what age do they start sending information to these things?
Some probably too early, but there's some as early as freshman year. Uh-huh. Most are sophomores on up.
Typically, if the kid throws 70 miles an hour as a freshman, you're going to start sending something, and 80 as a sophomore, you're probably throwing stuff too, right?
Yeah, probably so. Yeah. I mean, just depends. And, of course, first thing we ask, you know, we like to talk to the coach and talk to some of the people involved and you know, good kid,
kind
good
of
character.
A sense of the kid, right?
Yeah. And we have passed on a couple that were probably pretty good ball players, could have helped us, but we didn't feel they'd be a good fit here.
Had a couple of flags, huh?
Yeah, so and that's just the way – that's part of the process. But getting these kids and looking, like I said, involves the whole coaching staff, and it's going to watch the ones we can and being very, very picky with the ones we may not necessarily get to see live. I mean, when you're recruiting during the wintertime, it's tough.
Yeah, there's no baseball going on.
So unless we were able to fly to Puerto Rico, which we were not, but
you're depending on a lot of a lot of local scouts down there as well.
Well, and like I said, Coach Brian made some nice connections down there, and they're not going to send you somebody. That's their reputation.
You know,
that's what they do at that academy. And those kids go to school there. They play baseball there. That's every, you know, almost every day.
Is it easier to recruit the local kid than it is to recruit the one that's far off that might actually be loving to get into the United States for an education, as opposed to somebody in, say, the St. Louis area who has a variety of choices for an education?
I'd say, you know, it's pretty tough to. I mean, it was a long process getting those kids.
Yeah,
and
language issues and all kinds of stuff.
Well, the kids are fine. It's the parents. You know, we were fortunate that Katie came in, Katie White, and did some translating for us with the parents. And tell you, that's a pretty interesting process to listen to.
Is that right? Really?
It seemed like they would talk forever. Then I would say, what'd they say? And she'd just say 4 or 5 words. I don't know if she was telling me the truth or not. No, I'm kidding, Katie. But and then, you know, the kid from Mount Vernon, we brought some kids in for tryouts. Rainy weather, you know, and this gives me a chance to thank Bob Wells down at the high school and Coach Rogers. They were letting us use their indoor facilities.
Oh, that's good.
And, you know, we signed 5 kids 2 weeks ago. I mean, 5 in 1 week.
Oh, is that right?
We brought the 4 kids came in from Florida, and, you know, and another one we'd already recruited, we went and watched. So being able to see it is obviously better. Being able to see the kids, but without help in those facilities that we don't have right now, we couldn't have done that. So appreciate that from them.
How many in constructing a lineup? You got 25 players you're playing on, 24 to 25 players you're playing on trying to get
thereabouts. Yeah,
yeah, 2 catchers, 3 catchers, emergency catcher. What do you think?
We'll carry 3 catchers. two main ones in a. And
did you want to mention some of the kids on your roster? I didn't know if you wanted to do that or not, Jeff.
Sure,
can,
absolutely.
Or can you? I didn't know if you. It's legal now, right?
Yeah, they're signed. They're signed.
Yeah. They didn't want to get you in Dutch.
Well, be okay.
Probably too late.
No, no. Shame on you. We got our Jacob Ryder. He's a Sisney boy.
Right.
He played for me at
Who
Sisney.
Was the first Bobcat to sign?
Jacob Ryder.
I thought Jacob Ryder was the
first. Actually, most of these are in order.
So, okay. That's great.
For the most part. Jacob Ryder from Sisney. He'll catch, and he'll also play.
He had a good senior year, too. He knocked some dingers out there.
Yeah. And he's a strong kid. He's a gym rat. So,
oh, really?
He's a strong kid.
That makes a big difference, doesn't it?
Yeah. He's pretty self-motivated, so that helps. There's always, at this level, there's still things these kids obviously need to work on. And
sure.
It's our job to help them with that and get them to move on. We have Stanton Hathaway from El Dorado.
Okay.
Which I consider anywhere around here local, you know.
That's local. Yeah, that's in the conference. That's same conference as Fairfield.
Right,
so, yeah.
Right. Stanton will play first base. He's a pretty good power hitter.
All right.
Doubles, power. Lawson Clayton. He's from Ohio County High School in Kentucky.
Okay. Where's Ohio County High School in Kentucky? You remember?
Near Beaver Dam.
Oh, okay.
If I told you right, yeah.
Let me see. do you see a difference in the athletes that you get from farther south that have a chance to play a longer season than maybe the ones from up here?
Yeah, a little bit, actually. I mean, more games,
yeah.
You know, more practice time outdoors. I mean, indoor practice is fine. You got to do them. But, you know, until those kids get outdoors, you really see them in game.
Yeah.
You know, it's tough to really –
To judge.
To decide and judge, yeah. Anyway, Lawson's going to catch for us. Ryan Gallagher from Madisonville, Kentucky.
Okay.
He's going to be pretty much our Jose Oquindo.
He does this. He's the secret weapon.
He's going to play a lot of positions for us.
That's pretty good. You kind of have to have that kind of thing, don't you, for the flexibility in the middle of a game, probably.
And the thing is, he's not a great big kid, but I watched him pick up a ball at from the fence and, you know, one hop at the home plate.
How about that?
And he's not. You wouldn't have thought it just by looking at it. But.
You'd think Fred McGriff was teaching him.
That could have been it. Anyway, Ryan, are you one of our utility players? Chris Ilstichen is hopefully I struggle with that. I just talked to Chris last night. He's the one's going to be a little – he's the one to ask about
the recording?
The link, yeah, so – he's a big kid, too, Bruce. You
know. I don't need to get on Chris's wrong side.
Chris is about 6'5".
When are you
going to
bring – all right, so next fall you're going to bring some of these kids out onto the –
oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Well, absolutely.
Make them a star.
Chris will play some outfield for us. Then we've got Nathaniel Woods. Chris is from Canada.
Yeah, he was one of the Canadians, right? Yeah. Is he the BC one or is he the
– no, Nathaniel Woods is the BC one.
Chris is the Ontario one, right?
Right.
Okay.
And Nathaniel Woods, he'll play some outfield. He might see some mound time. We'll see.
There you go.
I've already nicknamed him Woodrow, and he's loving it. talked to him last night. Trenton Fowler is the left-hander. He's from Iowa.
Okay. And he's the one who came down. You signed inside the coffee shop, right?
Yeah, right there in the den. And,
yeah.
You know, did a workout for us. And he's you always see those players in the major leagues, those left-handers that are a little bit
– crafty?
Crafty, but a little bit
– off?
Yeah, I don't say off. Chris is a great – or Trenton's a great kid, and he's kind of – he just makes you laugh. So
oh,
he's
kind of
– he's got some interesting
– every team needs some character.
Then we got big – we thought it was a nice signing for Aaron Morgan out of Mount Vernon.
Oh, really? Illinois?
Yeah, so he's going to pitch, and he'll be another catcher for us. The kid can play. Kid's a good hitter. Then we go a little further south to Carlos Beltran Baseball Academy.
I love the thought that you're going to the – now, when do you get the chance to meet Mr. Beltran?
He's kind of busy right now, so it'll probably be a while.
That's probably true.
Our goal is to get Hunter down there. Hunter's itching to get down to Puerto Rico next year.
Is that
so
right?
We'll probably get him. Hopefully we can get him down there.
Well, that's great.
Josuan Lopez.
Josuan Lopez.
Yeah, he'd be an outfielder for
us. How do you spell that?
Josuan.
Okay.
And Josuan's pretty fast.
Josuan got a little speed.
He's
huh?
one of those kids you've heard the saying.
Centerfield?
Mike Shannon say that, you know, he can turn the lights off and be in bed before they go out.
Sure.
Yeah, that's him.
That's cool.
He probably play some center field for us. Jensen Malave Lugo. He's going to play a lot of shortstop for us.
Jensen.
J-H-E-N-S-E-N. Yes, and he actually, Jensen actually okay. came to visit.
All right.
He actually had relatives in Illinois.
Oh, really?
So
that probably made, now was he able to help recruit some of the, once you signed him, was he able to help get some of the other kids from that, because you got four from Puerto Rico, right?
Yes, and yeah, he did help some, but actually he was probably the second or third one we got.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, so, but he did help. We thought the one we were really after for, this took probably 2.5 months, was Jean Carlos Rodriguez.
Well, you're after all of them.
Right. True. Jean Carlos Rodriguez, he's a second baseman, so uh-huh. we'll have the dynamic duo up the middle. With
How
Jensen
about that?
And
oh, Jensen's a shortstop?
Jensen's a shortstop. Jean Carlos is a second baseman.
Have they been playing together before?
Yes, some. So
that familiarity makes it kind of a bit of a difference.
Oh, that's going to be great, yeah. Those three actually came from the academy. I say four. Actually, the other kid, Gabriel Morales, is from that area, but he's not actually in that academy.
Really?
And he's coming to pitch.
Okay.
He's a pretty solid pitcher. Then their next signing was Justin Johnson, from just outside Atlanta.
Oh, really?
And he is actually playing next Tuesday in the State of Georgia All-Star Game.
No
representing
kidding.
His team. So
what's he play?
He's a third baseman shortstop. So,
get a little power, and getting a little power out of that other corner.
Yeah, he can. He's got a little pop at the bat.
How about
and
that?
That was kind of one that we were on early. I think Hunter got on that early. And then we talked to the kid and kept talking, and then we kind of had a few weeks, 2 to 3 weeks, where we didn't hear anything from him. So we thought
he'd gone somewhere else. Huh?
Then we. You know, these kids, they probably weigh out their options closer to home, I'm sure. Who wouldn't?
Oh, yeah.
But a lot of these kids are intrigued by the start of the new program.
I was wondering, that's what I was going to ask you in the next segment. Well, I may as well ask you now. Are the kids, do they look at it as a real opportunity to put their stamp on something?
And they do. And they're excited to not only, they feel like, hey, we're going to, one, I've got a chance to play a lot.
Yeah.
In a really good conference.
Yeah.
And two, again, you know, some of them, means it, just to be a part of something new and help start building something is kind of exciting to them. So, and they've been pretty receptive. It's not an easy sell, to be honest with you, Bruce.
I'll bet.
But to finish out the roster, Brady Schnarr, he's from near Ontario. He's going to come and pitch for us. He can also back up in the middle infield. Dylan Browning is from Indiana. That's the one Robbie got us on, and he's going to come pitch for us.
Okay.
Boonville.
Okay.
Big Zang. Local.
Sure. That's local.
And then we got some kids from Florida.
All right.
Hoshing Hernandez is going to come pitch for us. And he was...
Where in Florida?
Huh?
Where in Florida?
Near Palm Beach.
Oh, okay.
These kids moved into Florida a couple years ago. He was hitting around 87, 88 when he came a couple weeks ago. So
that's pretty fast.
Well, as a freshman coming in, yes. So
that's pretty good.
You know, obviously, our goal is to what? Get him. We're going to get him. You know, he's going to get to 90.
Yeah, get him into 91, 95.
This kid is
98.
The most disciplined kid you will probably
how do
ever
you mean?
Meet.
How do you mean? How do you know? What do you do?
What
does he do five, that tells you that he's that disciplined?
Well, he's up at 5 a.m. working out every day.
Really?
And that's the first of his workouts, because then he'll do another one at 6 p.m. or thereabouts, depending on practice schedule.
Good grief.
And he's, you can tell.
No kidding.
Yeah, he's built. Then we have Joseph Guevara.
Okay.
He can play some third base and second base. Pretty solid. Great stick. Not necessarily power, but good average.
That's
here,
cool.
We anticipate. Kenneth Otero, he's a lefty.
Yeah.
and he's in the mid 80s as well. And Brian Amacho, also coming as a right-handed pitcher, and all those kids are hitting in the mid to higher 80s. So we're kind of excited to get that group of Floridians.
That sounds like that sounds pretty exciting. Now, I tell you what, I'm talking with Jeff Baker. He's the Frontier Bobcats head baseball coach, and we'll be the manager. What is your title?
Manager.
Well, he's the manager of the Frontier Bobcats, and we'll be back and talk a little bit more with Jeff. I want to hear about some of the other teams as well in the conference, and how that first year is going to look. We'll be back on the Bruce Dickey Show after these.
Here comes that voice of summer again. In the air like an old familiar friend. So many changes, so many names. At least some things remain the same. You know the sound was just as good as the game. Summer days, hot and lazy, cool fall nights, we would go crazy. Look at there, I don't believe what I just saw. A picture from the heart that no artist can draw. Kids in swimming pools, farmers turning sod. The stories in the rain, talent straight from God. Pardon me while I stand and applaud.
Morning, folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM, Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in this morning. I've got Jeff Baker along. He's the Frontier Bobcats manager, and we're talking about different things. The Frontier Bobcats, okay, do we have a date yet for the first game? August?
As of this point, August 31st at Wabash.
August 31st at Wabash. How many games are you trying to play this fall?
We'll play about 20.
And then again next spring, probably going to end up with aim for like 40?
50.
50 game schedule. Is that typical, I guess?
Well, by the time you get your Region 24 schedule, there's already 30 taken care of for you.
Yeah,
so.
I guess that's right.
So you typically three try games to add with some home and away doubleheaders.
Three games with every other team in the conference? Is that how that works? You got 10 other teams in the conference.
Right. You'd play typically, say, a single game on a Tuesday or Thursday, then a Saturday doubleheader against the same team. So kind of like a series with a day or two in between.
How many weeks long is the season to get to 50 games?
Well, you can start in February, weather permitting, and go till the end of to the beginning of May, actually. So
who are the
it's pretty busy time. I mean, we added St. Louis Community College a couple weeks ago, home and away, and there's some other schools. We're gonna try to go to take a short trip. You know, it's not feasible for us to go to Alabama, Florida, or anywhere like that the
sure.
first year. So
sure.
But we are gonna try to make a short trip to 3 or 4 day trip to Tennessee, so play a couple teams down there. So it's fun.
Yeah, it's a good time, isn't it?
This is, you know, like I said, it's time consuming, sometimes stressful. You know, and the college is having to adapt to having sports and having these different athletes on campus. It's going to be a whole new ball of wax for them too, and they're learning some things as all of us are. With the process, for example, the library closing at 4:30 every day. That
may not work.
That can't happen when you got, you know, kids on campus, and it's got to be open for, you know, that's just one example. They're going to adjust all that.
Well, you know, that's the thing with the Bobcat Den. They've been adjusting hours ever since they got started.
And they will. And, you know, once we get in, the athletes get in there, the coaches, you know, be able to get them in there maybe at different times too. You know, first we'll probably have like 6 a.m. workouts and then, you know, go from there. And it's going to be long days. And you didn't go teach at school, then
6 a.m. workouts.
6 a.m. workouts.
All right.
I didn't say I was doing it.
He didn't say you were conducting it.
I have two assistants. I have a strength and conditioning coach and Mr. Kent, remember?
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. You do have.
I'll try just, to be out. You know, we're teasing. We'll be out there. But
who's the good stud teams in Region 24? Because I don't pay much attention to it.
Okay, well, John A. Logan finished the conference schedule 24-3.
That's pretty good.
44-11 overall. Wabash Valley, they're just dumb.
That's 80%, by the way.
Yeah. Wabash Valley, 23-4, 47-12 overall.
How many? So all these guys went to the national tournament. Did anybody who advanced from? Do you remember who advanced? Or it's still going on, I guess, this year, right?
Well,
the regional tournament.
Yeah, it's still going on. Actually, Southwestern, a team that finished 11-16 in the conference, was the one, they were able to win Region 24.
No kidding.
So I guess you get it's a three-game series.
Yeah.
And I guess you get your right two pitchers. And
how about that?
Actually, they
Southwestern over in Belleville, I guess, right?
Yeah, Southwestern's in Belleville. So they played I don't know what they did this past weekend, but the Nationals are in Colorado. So maybe Coach Bryant can catch some of those. He's heading that way Thursday for a trip. Okay. So – I may have to get him on that.
Is Coach Bryan is he recruiting out there?
Or is he good? He's going on – it's kind of both. Actually, he's going on a trip, personal trip, but he's going to make a couple connections for us out there and see what we got.
You know. The more connections you get, Jeff, that's the best
thing. It even doesn't happen this year, yeah. I mean, we've made a lot. We've been fortunate to make a lot of connections. We may not even be using their players this year, but in the future, you know, it's going to help. And Coach Bryan was at a game at Kaskaskia, and there were seriously almost 15-20 professional scouts.
Oh, really?
So, you know, he made a connection, you know, just sure. Little things like that.
Well, you got, I mean, that's the thing. The networking seems like half the battle, isn't it?
Absolutely.
All right, now you'll be on the field then, though, this coming fall. And next spring, have you learned any Spanish? Because some of these kids coming in may be a little bit limited in their English, right?
Well, they have to be able to fluent to take the classes.
I guess that's
and
right.
Things like
oh,
that.
You said it was the parents that mainly had the
parents had the problems. And Ashley Lambrick out to the college has been exceptional with us for us. She's actually going to work on her Spanish for us. She's been very helpful in our recruiting process. She takes care of. She's kind of one of those people behind the scenes.
Yeah, Ashley was talking about it, and Alyssa too. Both have been kind of helpful in taking these folks around.
Yeah, they take it around town.
Carrie Halbert.
Even when some of the kids came down, took them around town, things like that. People have been very helpful. Jan Wiles does a good job out there with the class, you know, classes, things like that. And so, but Ashley, she's the one that sends out the email, sets up the actual schedule for the recruit coming in,
right?
And touches base with them. We give her the name, she takes care of it from there. And gets
do you
them.
Have? So you said you got four or five slots maybe still to fill. You got tryouts coming up sometime, right? Have you got a date set for that?
No, but when we do, Bruce, I'll definitely get that to you as soon as possible. We're looking at June. We're going to wait till Coach Bryan gets back.
Okay.
And he'll be back the 10th. So probably that week after, hopefully we can get – because we want to get everything taken care of, get set. We got some local kids we're looking at, and we want to get things squared.
We get local kids. You probably also reach out to some of the several high schools. And by that time – the high school seasons will be over as well.
Right, right. And, you know, and the state baseball tournament's coming up next couple of weeks, so may try to hit that.
Regionals started this week, didn't it?
Yeah, sectionals. We're going to hit sectionals this week. You know, we're going to do some.
Regionals were last week. Yeah, that's right. Sectionals this week.
I think I'm going to go to Louisville tomorrow. They're hosting a sectional. And Coach Bryan's going to go to either Ducoin or T-Town. So Coach Vaughn, he'll be over.
Did I see T-Town get beat? Or was that softball?
That was softball. But Coach Vaughn, he usually hits the Indiana circuit more because he's over there a lot more with work. So we're anxious to fill those final few slots. And
got the uniforms?
uniforms are
equipment all bought.
We're in the process. A lot of it's ordered. The rest of it has to be will be ordered soon. Matter of fact, that you say that, I'm going out to talk to Tommy about equipment and things as I leave here. So actually, he'll probably hide.
It's now. Coming up, man.
The uniforms.
It's coming.
The
soon.
White. The
Three
white,
months.
Yeah, the white.
I'm excited.
We're going with a dark gray.
Really?
On the way uniforms. I love it. You see the D-backs?
Yeah, this weekend in St. Louis.
Won't be quite as fancy, but well, yeah. We're going for the button-up.
Those Diamondback unis were pretty fancy. Like
they must have worked. They beat us, whipped us 2-3.
All right, you brought it up. Cardinals won last night. Have they? Mike Shannon said this morning that it's a corner turner. It's going to turn the corner.
Let's take one day at a time. I think somebody told me that last night.
Yeah, yeah.
I think someone told me that via the group Cardinal text last
That's
night.
Exactly.
By the way, you and I were the only ones watching last night. I realized the Blues were on.
I got to tell you, the Blues weren't worth watching after about 9 o'clock.
I don't see how they keep that ice cold this time of year, but anyway.
Well, they'd like to have the opportunity to try for about another week or so.
Well, I hope they do. Good luck to them. I'm not a big hockey fan, but I would like to see the Blues.
If
win.
You're really asking, I'll tell you what they did. They rented they've rented dryers, new air conditioners and dryers that they set on top of the Scott Trade Center, and they run all the time. And they aim to get the NHL requires 40% humidity, no higher than 40% humidity, and no higher than 60 degrees in the stadium, right?
Okay.
So they rent air conditioners and rent dryers and put them on top of the buildings. They do that in Tampa, whoever's still left at this time of year. Pittsburgh has it already in theirs. San Jose, Tampa, and St. Louis all had to rent gigantic tons and tons of air conditioning equipment. And they run it down so it's like 55 degrees and 35% humidity. And then when all the people come in, it warms it up and it's perfect.
I did not realize that. You are a wealth of knowledge.
It's all man-made, man. They aren't doing anything. Okay, well, I'm just so fired up. I am so glad that you can see the light at the end of the tunnel now, can't you?
Yeah, you can. I mean, it's coming. It's coming soon, and before long, you know, the field will be underway, and we'll be out there helping work on it and putting our practice plans together before you know it, and
that's great.
It's just exciting.
Come back out. Give me some updates on it, all right?
We'll try to do it this summer, yeah.
Appreciate that. That's Jeff Baker, Frontier Bobcats manager, and that's the Bruce Dickey Show for today. Have a great one.